Lying is one of the major sins a person can commit with their tongue. It is a disease of the heart and its roots spread to other problems and other sins. If a person wants to gain closeness to Allah, they must stop this before it becomes a habit. The Holy Quran says, "Indeed, Allah does not guide any liar and denier of the truth." It also says, "No one fabricates lies except those who disbelieve in the signs of Allah." Allah exposes the liar by making him forget. And when he forgets, people realize that he lied and expose his real reality. A person that lies so much will eventually end up believing in his own lie. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "One of the divine punishments for too much lying is that Allah makes the liar afflicted with forgetfulness." There are many things that are among the sins of the tongue and fall under the category of lying. The worst kind of lie would be to lie about Allah, about His Prophet, and about the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. It is such a serious sin that if one intentionally commits it during the fast of Ramadan, their fast is invalidated. One should be careful when reciting the Holy Quran or when narrating a hadith. One should make sure that it is correct, or if you are not sure, you should quote the source. Some other ways people may tell a lie is by giving a false oath, or even while telling jokes and lying about it can be problematic. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Every believer will never taste the sweetness of faith until they give up lying, seriously or in jest." Sometimes we may take lies as insignificant. For example, when someone asks his guest to stay for dinner, the guest says, "I am not hungry," although he is very hungry. Consequently, it is a lie. People tend to ignore such lies and consider them insignificant. Another level of lying is to lie inwardly. You recite certain du'as and say to the Prophet and Imams, "I accept your sayings, I act upon your commands and obey you." But in reality, you only obey your desires. Are you not lying to yourself? Obviously, it is easier said than done. In this situation, we should not despair, as it can be difficult for some of us to obey these commands. We should change our habits and actions, then pray with sincerity and achieve its perfection gradually. A person may conceal the truth without telling a lie in certain circumstances. This is called tawriya. It means to say something that can be interpreted in more than one way. Tawriya can be of different types. The first type is where you practice it to prevent harm. For example, someone may ask you, "Have you committed this type of sin?" To save your honor, you could reply, "I seek protection from Allah if I ever committed such a sin." This kind of tawriya is permissible. You didn't lie, and you didn't answer the question directly. The second type of tawriya is when a person intends to harm someone or deceive them. This type of tawriya is forbidden. If a person cannot practice tawriya, then in these special circumstances, a person is allowed to lie. Number 1. If a person is in extreme danger or hardship, they are permitted to lie. For example, an oppressor intends to beat your friend up and asks you of his whereabouts. To protect your friend from hardship, you tell a lie. This is permissible. In some cases, it even becomes obligatory to lie in a life and death situation. 2. Another permissible lie is when you are reconciling between people. You are allowed to lie to bring peace between people, between a husband and a wife, a brother and a sister, friends and so on. For example, if a husband and wife have separated and a divorce is about to take place, one is allowed to speak a lie if it can bring about a reunion. You could say to the husband, "Your wife is very much troubled by the separation. She has such intense feelings for you that she may fall ill." The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "After the fulfillment of wajib acts, the best action is to bring about peace and reconciliation among people." The Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, "O Ali, Allah even likes a lie for the sake of peace and dislikes truth that spreads corruption." It is also permissible to lie during a war if necessary, according to certain scholars. Apart from these main exceptions, a person wanting to gain closeness to Allah must stop lying. If lying becomes a habit, it becomes poison to the heart. It extinguishes the light in a person and lights the fire of deception in them. Lying is such a major sin that it leads to other inner spiritual diseases such as cheating, deceiving, fraud, forgery, and so on, all of which are major sins. The Holy Quran says, in their hearts is a disease, so Allah has increased their disease, and for them is a painful punishment because of their persistent lying.